the quiet of sattvic places. Yesterday, I went to the Gita temple in Corona to chant at the Maharudram that the New York Rudram group was sponsoring. As I think you understand, Rudram chanting is a pretty energetic undertaking. 11 Rudrams is always a challenge for this body. Although the fine energy returned for the coarse energy invested is certainly a good deal. As it turned out, by the way it was structured, we chanted probably 15 or 16 Rudrams. I lost count. I got there around 8 a.m. and left around 2:30 p.m. after a good prasad meal. As you know, we had also scheduled a Vedaparayana at the New York ashram that day. So, after I arrived at the ashram, I went to rest for about an hour and then met with Brian to work on chanting Saddarshanam before the evening chanting started. To rest, I took the room on the left at the top of the stairs. The room was flooded with the afternoon sun, though the middle bit was in shade. I picked that one for my rest. I was struck by that flood of quiet sunlight filling the room, and so I took a picture with my minimal cell phone camera. I hope it gives a little taste of what I encountered. Did not print well for inclusion. Though, my real point of this email is that when I lay down, I was struck by the quiet. Granted, there were no children romping at that time and the neighborhood was also quiet, but there was something more all-pervasive, a deep quiet that was beyond the physical. It is the quiet of sattvic places, places where spiritual practice is done. I was laying on the bed with the intent to sleep for a little while, but instead found myself engaged in self-inquiry. Am I this exhausted physical body? Who sees all this? And so I lay there for a good while, receiving rest for the soul and then also a brief, dare I say, efficient rest for the physical body as well. Martin Wolf, New Jersey.